You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it. For those playing at home, it's a Lady Gaga Little Monster sock that I got from one of the tours many years ago.
It looks like a sock that you'd wank into.
Whoa.
No comment. Yes. Crack it open. Sorry, inappropriate.
What's that smell? It smells crusty in here.
My microphone stinks.
Hello and welcome back.
Thank you muchly.
How are you feeling? How's this week been? Are we feeling revived or axed?
I was thinking about this morning. In the morning, I would have said, do you know what? I was axed this week. I was axed, but then I feel like I picked it up a little bit today. Like, I feel like potentially the producers would have been like, what is she doing? Also, I was very non-responsive this week. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know why. I just couldn't be bothered connecting with humans and anyone.
Yeah. Look, comms were quite low.
Comms were low. Yeah. And I feel like on that sense, I would have got axed for that because I genuinely went into my little hidey hole and you were down my fucking neck all week micromanaging me about the pod.
Well, someone's got to. Because I was getting nothing and there wouldn't be an episode to film this week if I didn't...
And it was the, please send me the videos, please.
Still waiting for the videos. Just not. Yeah, I'll do the WeTransfer tonight. I'll do it on my phone, but I'll do it on my laptop when I get home from work tonight. Never did.
Like, could great. Not be fucked.
Looks like we've got no video content this week. But that's okay. We're back this week. I'll be getting the videos off of you straight away after this.
Yeah.
Because no more questions, God knows.
Yeah. So
how long am I going
to
wait?
From the producers, I got axed because I made
myself...
You're
not cooperating with anyone or anything.
But then I was getting angry at you for micromanaging me about the podcast. Like today, okay, we're filming this on a Friday. I hadn't watched the episode of Housewives yet. And I reckon you've messaged me like 5 times in the last 2 days. Have you watched Housewives yet? Have you watched Housewives yet? I will watch it.
The time was getting short though. Time was ticking.
Oh, I finished it about an hour ago.
I mean, that's pushing it fine.
But hey, but at I least did it's it and I've got my notes mind. And it's fresh in my mind. Exactly. Yeah, I worked to the deadline. I worked under pressure and that's when I get my best results.
Well, we'll see.
This will be our best pod yet. Yeah. Anyway. How was your week?
Me, I'm going to say, you know, I was, I'm not going to say renewed, but I think I didn't have a bad week. I think I was just more so boring. Like I was giving friend of vibes, you know, like wasn't giving much, nothing big happened for me, good or bad. I was just kind of trotting along. My only big stretch was trying to get the content from you. But
true. Like, if I was watching you this week, then like, I potentially would have skipped through your scenes.
Yeah.
I was boring. I was giving
Crystal from Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Not much going on. But, you know, we'll turn that around.
Yeah. Also, I would just like to point out, even though the pod can't see us, but we can put a snap up on the Instagram, the sock on the microphone.
I'm sure the content will see that.
Yeah. Okay. I just felt like I needed to explain it because when we put some videos up,
people
are going to be like, what the fuck is that? But basically, I've just got such a like loud Bogan voice that even when we look at the little microphones, Benny's always asking me to just watch how like big the microphone goes to how loud I talk. So we've tried to muffle it with the...
Exceeds the limit usually.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. Like it just did then.
It's just me. But that's just me and my voice. We've muffled it with this pride sock.
Yeah.
I'm an ally.
It's like an upside down. For those playing at home, it's a Lady Gaga Little Monster sock that I got from one of the tours many years ago.
It looks like a sock that you would wank into.
Whoa.
No comment. Yeah. Crack it open. Sorry, inappropriate.
What's that smell? It smells crusty in here.
My microphone stinks.
Yuck. Imagine. The whole mic just starts crusting.
Can you smell bum?
Bum.
Actually, this is so unrelated, but this could be funny to add. This is so rogue, but I saw a meme today. Oh my God, my phone's over there. And it was a BuzzFeed article saying that people say that avocados on their own taste the same as a clean penis.
Right.
And I kind of understand it.
Now I'm going to have to try an avocado.
We're going to say something else then.
Well, you've got to try both to understand.
Okay. I kind of get it. I don't know where it came from. My cousin sent it into the group chat for some reason.
Right. Great family chat. Yeah. Poor Piri things. Who does this remind you of?
Oh, my God.
Oh, all right. Shit. Rogue. Rogue as a rogue. Well, yeah, I wouldn't say I was axed or renewed, but...
Boring week.
Boring.
Yeah, fair.
Well, before we get into the app, I just want to cover off a few little news things that have come up this week, cool. Housewives related. Have you seen that Teddy Mellencamp's getting divorced from Beverly Hills? Do you remember Teddy?
I do remember Teddy, yeah, when Kyle was
walking the man like walk. Teddy.
Yeah, I do remember
She's getting divorced.
John Mellencamp's daughter.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, sorry.
I thought we connected that when she was on the show, but good refresher.
Thanks.
Yeah. getting divorced, I wouldn't mind seeing her spiral a little bit on camera.
She's on a return of Housewives.
I would like to see. I don't get the Teddy hate.
I like Teddy.
So much hate. I wouldn't say she was an amazing housewife, but I think she knows that as well. Like, she even says that she was quite boring on the show.
Mm.
Bring her back, give her a second shot. Maybe she'll be a little bit unhinged now that she's getting divorced and in a single era.
Mm, a divorce spiral for a housewife is always the best.
It's what I want to see all the time.
Yeah. That relates very well to one of my rapid fires at the end. Great. So that'll link perfectly.
Okay, so some text messages have been leaked from Bronwyn's phone. I don't know if she's exposed these or if someone actually taking a photo of the message thread of her to Todd, her husband.
Okay.
And it says, "I look very mafia. Good night, my love. Wish you were here with me. Ill Brittany is here, but oh my God, she brought a new guy as her date. I said hi to John for you. No one here looks mafia. I wasted a good look." So this, to give context, is from about Angie's
anniversary night. Dinner. Yeah.
And then in capitals with siren emojis, "Jared just showed up. Brittany has two dates. If they duel over her, I'll be so entertained. I manifested violence. John and Justin are scuffling. My prayer got delivered wrong. Why aren't you here for this insanity?
Oh my God.
I'm home unscathed. Call me. Wake me up when you get up. I want to tell you every detail."
And he has just not responded to any of this.
Nothing.
Because he doesn't give a fuck.
I think he's also asleep because he's literally 70.
Yeah. But he does, and he doesn't care. He's so disengaged. He doesn't want to be on the show. No. Doesn't want to have drama in his life, which we found out this episode.
Yeah. And we'll get to that.
Yes.
But, yeah. That I thought it was so funny because it was literally how I would text you if I was at a party. And
like, update. Also, her saying that she was the most mafia. Girl, she didn't even look mafia. We made a comment about that.
Yeah. She was probably the most off character. Yeah. Mafia.
She was dressed like a mum.
Yeah.
Interesting. So funny. That's a great little...
While we're on Bronwyn.
Oh.
We reposted one of her stories last week and she responded.
She responded.
So good. Illy Bronwyn, even though we were ripping you to shreds right now.
Still though.
Queen. Love, love, love.
I love.
So good.
Slay.
Next is just a little observation that I've seen on this season. Mm-hmm. You know when it like pans to the whole cast photo when like... part of the scene's finished and it has them all
and
like,
it has them all with their snowflake.
Yeah. Did you notice that Angie's in the middle holding the main snowflake?
What does that mean?
I don't know. It just kind of means that you're one of like the main characters and the further out.
Heather's on the end, isn't she?
Is she?
I think she might be.
Heather's on the end.
And Whitney.
Whitney's on the end. And then Bronwyn and Meredith are kind of equal.
Mm-hmm. Then and it Lisa goes and Mary.
Lisa and Mary and then Angie in the middle.
Do you remember Lisa Vanderpump saying that every single time they had to do a cast photo for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and they asked them to do like multiple poses that she refused to ever hold one hand out, like to the side, because she
didn't want to be on the end.
She never wanted to be on the end because they said they apparently they get them to like do middle and do side and do lots of different directions so that they can place them. And they'd ask her to do, okay, now go to the side, and she would go, nah. And she never would.
Do you know what's so interesting now and something I've noticed, especially with Beverly Hills, and it might even be with Salt Lake City as well, but they hold them out just in front of them like that. So there's not really a lot on the side anymore. They all do it like that. So I guess they can edit it that way.
Yeah.
Also, one thing I haven't addressed, this top. I've got a reveal under here for you.
Oh, yes, the reveal.
So I just thought it would be relative to Housewives and something in the past.
Oh my god, I got you that.
Yes, you did. Many years ago, I was looking for the Lisa Rinna one, but it is here. I've just lost it.
Show me.
Read it out.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. It's the Amsterdam. It's not okay to talk to your sister or anyone like that. You don't understand the relationship with my sister. No, I don't, but it's not okay to talk to anyone like that, Kim. It's just not okay. Your behavior is not okay. Really? Yeah, it's not okay. Why don't you have a piece of bread? Maybe you'll calm down a little. Shame on you. You're disgusting, Kim. Please. Can I interfere for a second? I can understand sensitivity because you worked really hard. This is Yolanda, isn't it?
Yep.
For 3 years, when I talked to her, she said, Yolanda, I've lost 2 brother-in-laws. My husband has only been sober for 3 years. Oh, let's talk about the husband. Oh, I just spat on you, sorry. Excuse me? Did you just say let's talk about the husband? Let's not talk about what you don't want out. Why, you're a scary, vicious human being. Don't touch my husband. Blah, blah, blah. Don't you ever touch my fucking husband. You never go near my husband. Everybody will know. Do you understand that? You never go near my fucking husband. I forgot I got you that t-shirt.
My favorite song. I love this top so much.
We've got each other quite a few Housewives presents over the years, haven't we?
We have. Hold on. Now I need to take this top off.
You got me the you got me the
Pretty sure I got you a tea towel.
You got me the tea towel, which was Lisa Barlow getting caught on camera talking shit about Meredith.
That's right. The hot
biggest
mic.
Slut. Yeah. Biggest whore, sorry.
That's all written on a tea
towel. On a tea towel. And then I got you a mug. Did people do coke in your bathroom?
Yep,
and I got in so much trouble from the company that I ordered the mug from because that was your Christmas present and they approved it. So it has a photo of Dorit and a photo of Lisa Rinna and Kyle. Mm-hmm. And it says, did people do coke in your bathroom? And they approved it. And then I got this scathing email came through to me saying that they should never have approved it because it was a copyrighted thing and I am not to do this ever again and blah, blah, blah. Like, they full on sprayed me like a child and I was all sorry, but it was already on its way to me.
Yeah. Sorry. That's your fault.
Yeah, literally. But they were like, this is copyrighted stuff and you are not to do this.
Too bad. Well, you've done it.
Too bad. This is came from Zazzle.
I'm going to sell it with your logo on it. So funny.
Gifted by Zazzle.
Anyway, now I feel a lot more comfortable that I've taken that top off.
My God, I love.
So fun.
That's so funny.
One last thing
mm-hmm.
about Housewives news. The Real Housewives of Sydney halted filming.
Yes, because of their
altercation. I don't know who would have been fighting. It sounds like it got physical.
I hope so.
Who do you think got physical? Out of that cast.
I don't even know who the new cast is. Is it the same cast as last time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've got
yes.
Chrissy Marsh. You've got Nicole. You've got Terry. You've got Victoria. Kate, the vet. And then you've got Caroline. And then the other girl that doesn't really do much.
Kate.
100% Kate. 100% Kate. Hands. Yeah.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah.
And who? Oh my God, what's her name?
Kate hates Chrissy.
But I don't think Chrissy would throw hands.
I don't think she'd be the first one to throw hands. I reckon she would catch him.
Who was a hectic looking one again?
Caroline. They were besties.
Caroline.
Not towards the end though, in that reunion. Mm. They really didn't have a lot of...
Caroline also, I feel like she, on the look, she looks like she's hectic, but she's a bit of a softie. As well, like I don't think she'd throw hands. So maybe Terry?
Terry.
Because Terry really amped up at last season. She'd get
a bit wordy.
She was very much wordy. Yeah.
But anyway, apparently they're refusing to film and now the producers are forcing them to, not forcing them to, but they, are trying to use all of the unused footage to try to make up the season.
Oh, it's going to be a flop.
Yeah.
That's shit.
And they're refusing to go to a reunion unless they get to watch the whole season first.
Oh, scrap it.
Stupid.
Just scrap it.
If we can't have Real Housewives of Melbourne, make this work.
Yeah, literally.
Anyway, interesting Melbourne. To see what happens there. But I'm not too happy about it. And I think it's going to be pretty boring if they're going to continue acting like that.
Yeah. Flop.
Flop. Do you have any news?
No.
Cool.
Sorry.
Well, into episode 8.
Yeah.
Of Salt Lake City, season 5. Overall thoughts?
Great episode.
Mm-hmm. What would you rate it out of 10?
8.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Yep. I thought it was really... good story building and like drama sprinkling to be continued at the end again. Like it was good cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Nothing obviously like blow up chaotic, hence why it's not rated like a 10, but, it was just entertaining.
Yeah. I'd have to agree. I think it was a really good epos, entertained the whole way through.
I agree.
So what are your thoughts on Heather coming into it straight after being at Bronwyn's house, well, later on that day?
She's trying to get in so quickly to put her spin on the story and to get her word in.
Do you know what's so annoying? Lisa believes it without questioning
100%
it. And that annoys me because it's like, Bronwyn's your friend. Heather's hurt you in the past before when she's relayed information and she's done it again to you this season. Why are you not going, are you just jump to Heather straight away without questioning it?
I also think Lisa, I don't think Lisa's scared of many people, but I do genuinely think that Lisa is a people pleaser for Heather and she's a bit scared of her. She'll go toe to toe with Bronwyn because Bronwyn's not a glorified housewife yet.
And those two kind of have this, it's almost like they've got this weird little alliance at the moment. Like they really ride hard for each other.
Because they're both guilty of something and they're both... secretly under the table is like, I'll have your back if you have my back.
Exactly. I don't know what's going on there, but it was so frustrating for Lisa to just kind of throw Bronwyn under the bus straight away.
I will say Lisa did my fucking head in this episode.
She pissed me off.
To the point where I was like, I genuinely don't like you as a person right now. Like you are behaving like a child.
Yeah.
You're reacting in a stupid way. She, everything she did and said, her defense on everything doesn't make sense. Like when she was annoyed that Bronwyn was calling people to make sure, hey, is everything okay? Is there any drama going on? Are you guys going to be all right to come on this trip? And Lisa was like, yeah, well, of course. Like of course there is. And she was getting really defensive the fact that Bronwyn even asked her that. But then as soon as she fucking steps on the plane, she's flipping Justin off.
Yeah.
Discreetly. So I'm like, you can't say and get offended when Bronwyn is trying to be an adult and say,
she did everything she could.
Yeah. Are you gonna be okay? Are we gonna have a drama free time? And Lisa gets offended at that and then stirs drama. Yeah. She behaves like a child.
Yeah.
So she was doing my head in this episode.
It was very messy of her.
And Bronwyn had this like one chance with Todd for this weekend, right? Like he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to be a part of the show. He didn't want to have this group together. And I feel like she's got one chance to have this group together to prove to Todd that it's going to be fine. And they've all, not them, but Lisa's fucked it already.
Yeah.
And it's disappointing.
So they're flying on the plane. Everyone's quite separate. Not really much to point out there, but there's no bathtub.
Oh, for Meredith.
For Meredith.
And everybody knows she has the bath.
She's pissed. Anyway, so back at the house, the private jeweler rocks up.
Oh.
Don't let that jeweler around Lisa because she'll lose another ring. Lisa has lost 2 rings.
Yes.
Last year, she lost
one
ring.
She had
and then she
out.
Lost another one this year in New York.
Okay.
So don't let that jeweler go to her because if she puts something on, she'll lose it.
Oh, she'll lose the jewelry.
Hard sell. Don't worry about it.
I had no idea what you were talking about just then.
Yeah, well. Anyway, moving on. I can't believe they were in one side of the house while the rest of the cast are on the other side doing whatever. Angie's clapping in the water trying to get the volleyball out.
All you can hear is like...
while Bronwyn's trying on
$1 million earrings and rings. Yes. And but do you know what? I love like Angie and Sean. I do genuinely love their relationship because I do think it's so playful.
Yeah.
Like they've got a really playful relationship. And them, like, I feel like they...
Because it's GBF.
It, yeah.
It's your name.
I was just about to say, it reminds me of me and Brandon. But, like, just they just, like, have fun. And I love that. Like, then they're, like, playing with the soccer ball and stuff. And everyone else is doing God knows what.
Seth flying back early.
I was just about to bring Seth up as well. What is going on there? I definitely empathize with Meredith. Like, I know that it would be frustrating if your partner was working away so often and only back for a little bit of time. However, I do also agree with Seth when he says Meredith has, like, super unrealistic expectations for me to live up to, which, yes, she does as well. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm stuck between, like, a rock and a...
Do you mean because he has to, like, provide?
See, I don't think he has to provide. I think as a partner, like, if Brandon worked away Monday to Friday, came back on a weekend and then worked away Monday to Friday again, like, you would start to feel it. You'd be like, oh, fuck, you know, at the end of the day, it's like work comes first for them in that sense. And then going away with your friends... And then pulling out of that trip early, I'd be like, well, what the fuck? Like, this is a weekend. And I would be annoyed as well. But then I also kind of, I'm not fully on Meredith's side as well, because then I kind of also understand Seth's, like, commitments right now as well.
Yeah. I wonder if he does the work. I don't understand what he does.
My initial, like, alarm bells went like, oh, is he having an affair? Because, like, he was quite flippant and quite, I don't know, it just, for me, all of that cuffs kind of stuff eventually leads to... Because even they said themselves that this is what happened last time we grew apart. And you would.
Interesting.
I'm interested to see how that plays out. And I think it'll play out more after the season finishes.
Yeah. Post-reunion.
Yeah. I think so too. But out of all the boys, like, I love the relationship that the boys have. Like, I think it's quite nice, especially when they're all like, it's absolute code. We do not get involved. Yeah. Right?
And then Todd going, I won't get involved.
Oh, Todd is so out of place in this trip. Also, I hate he scolded Bronwyn like a child when she
probably because he is the same age as her dad.
Literally. But I'm like, how embarrassing that, you know, he comes in and goes, I told you that I wanted a drama-free weekend and blah, blah, blah. Well, and she's like, yep, yep, okay, I'm sorry. I'm like...
Your wife's a housewife now.
Yeah.
Do you not know what you've signed up to?
The way that he was speaking to her was like a dad scolding his child.
Yeah.
Like, basically said, like, go to your room after.
What do you think? Everyone's going to get along? No one wants to watch that. So buckle up, sit with the husbands and have a fucking beer.
Literally. Just relax. My God.
So frustrating.
My God.
I love that Angie decided to break the ice.
Yeah.
And give around Vita shots.
Yes.
I love that. She was very conscious
of
that.
And she even said, all right, I'm breaking the ice. An
olive branch.
An olive branch. Extended. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
So good to see. Hopefully I can see that kind of going in a better direction for her.
I think so too. Meredith's hearing aids. Yes. Did you know she had hearing aids? No. She got them? Neither did I. But it makes sense because she, the last season and started this season, she was slurring her words so much and like, which happens when you have hearing impairments and whatnot. And I wonder if that will help it.
Maybe. Maybe.
Or maybe it was a Xanax.
Yeah. Lay off the scrippies.
Scrippies. But it doesn't shock me. But I thought that was quite nice because it like normalized that she had hearing aids.
The spa look. Oh, Lisa pissed me off.
Cunty move. Real cunty
like,
move.
Like, not even in a good way.
Nah.
Like, it was messy. It was immature.
It was high school.
It was,
When she was like, we wish you were here. And then she held the phone straight out at Bronwyn. It was so disrespectful. Mm. And the amount of effort, time, and money Bronwyn put into this trip.
Yeah.
And she had explained herself and... like so well to these girls and to Lisa, and she tried so hard with Heather, and the fact that Lisa did that was just awful.
Dog move.
It was such a dog move.
Yeah.
And then she went, yeah, it was then when Bronwyn actually called her out on it, she was like tail between her legs. Oh, I didn't do it to be mean. Yes, she did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you knew what you were doing and it backfired as it usually does now.
Yeah.
And she, Bronwyn again, cleared Ada up with ease. Mopped
the floor with her.
And then you could tell Lisa was kind of like admitting defeat.
Yeah.
Because Bronwyn called her out on every single thing that she did. Mm-hmm. I feel like Bronwyn is doing what all of the housewives wish they could do to explain to Lisa. But no one's really been able to get over their ego or like kind of explain it without getting derailed. And Bronwyn just went in start to finish.
Yep. She laid crossed it out all her T's, dotted all her I's. And then Lisa, she walked away.
Nothing to say.
Yep.
I love when the house husbands were on the other side of the pool and Todd kind of gets wind of like they're all talking about Heather. And he goes, why don't we talk about Heather? And Angie goes, we did. That's why we're fighting.
Yeah, but thank you, Todd. And he's like, oh, okay.
Fuck off, Todd.
I know. He's the worst.
You know what was so annoying? After once Brittany had... Brittany. Speaking of, glad that she wasn't on this trip.
Yeah.
Bronwyn made it very clear that she wasn't invited, though. Bronwyn going inside. Whitney then following her. Mm-hmm. Now Whitney looks like a saint.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's kind of just been disregarded about Whitney now. And now Whitney's the one, oh, I'm checking on you.
Mm.
I want to make sure everything's fine.
Mm.
So annoying.
But you know what? I'm here for it. I don't get it. I don't have Whitney rage what you have Whitney rage.
Yeah, she frustrates me.
Yeah, I know she does. She doesn't frustrate me. She
has put herself in the right position here to make Lisa look like an idiot, which she
I would do that too.
Yeah.
Huge power move. Yeah. And it's just fallen into Whitney's lap.
It has. And I think that's what is so frustrating because I'm like, the heat was all on her. Now it's all on Lisa. Rightfully so, it should be.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd also take that opportunity if it was given to me.
100%. I'm like, this is my escape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yes, we end with the 2B continued. Another one.
Todd asking John to...
Oh. If Lisa doesn't sort it out, you guys need to leave.
Wind it down or leave.
Which is also fair enough.
Fair enough. But also, Todd, you knew what you signed up for.
Yeah.
Suck it up. It's 2 days. This is what your life's going to be now.
Mm.
Sorry. You should have known that when she signed that paperwork.
Yeah. I agree. But
keen to see if they battle you, though,
I do agree. But I also agree with Todd as well in that instance. You're paying for this whole weekend, and if this one person is doing your head in, kick him out.
So normally, yes. If we're filming a show, no.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, we'll agree to disagree.
Anyway.
Back on to our rapid fire questions.
I've got some great ones for you this week.
Good.
Came straight from the brain.
Where else? I've got some good ones.
Okay.
I've amped them up
a little
bit.
How many have you got?
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I've got one that's not really a rapid fire. It's just more of your opinion.
Okay. I've got 2 like would you rathers and 1 fuck, marry, kill.
I've got same.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, you just go because I've only got 3.
Okay. Should I do my fuck, marry, kill first or should I? No, I'm going to do mine first just in case yours is the same as mine.
It won't be, but...
Fuck, marry, kill. Ken, Lisa Vanderpump's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Girardi,
mm-hmm.
Erica's ex. Or PK.
It's so funny that you say this because that was my original fuck, marry, kill to the exact husband.
Really?
But I flipped it and went, actually, I'm going to go to the other end of the scale and not do gross cunts. So that's so weird that you said that.
Okay, that's actually good now that we've got a different mix. Okay. I knew you were going to potentially choose those as well.
That's so funny. So Ken... Kill Ken. Easy.
Okay.
Hate Ken. Fuck PK, marry Tom because he's about to die. And I get his fortune. Easy.
Well, he might not have a fortune anymore.
Well.
Court case is doing a pretty big solid on him.
True. But maybe he's in like that state of delusion right now because he's so old that I can manipulate him to give me some money before the court case stuff.
I'm not liking those odds. Like, if that's your decision.
Dark path to go down. Manipulate the elderly man who's like dementia.
Fuck.
What about you?
I think I haven't actually properly thought about this. I think I would also... It's not a good scenario anywhere, is it? Okay, I'm going to say kill Ken as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. He just annoys me and gives me the ick.
Yeah, yuck.
I'm going to fuck Tom because I could get some good...
I just immediately imagined it.
The eyes will be closed. The lights will be off and every shade will be drawn in the house.
So saggy.
But you know what? It probably won't take long.
Or
it could take a long time.
It could take a long time. There would be no in between.
Whatever.
You'd be working that thing. It's red raw.
It's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
And then once in his lifetime.
Marry PK only because I feel like he's got celebrity connections. We could hang out with Boy George. Might be a bit of fun. You know?
He's just a gross pig.
Yeah. But yeah. They kind of all are, so.
Yeah, they are. Okay. I'm going to save my fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with...
I'd like to cleanse the palate.
Yeah, we'll end with it. Okay, my first one for you is, what spiral do you think was more wild to watch in real time?
Okay.
When I say wild, I mean like you were like, oh, I'm engaged in this spiral.
Sure.
So is it the spiral of Taylor Armstrong, Beverly Hills? Be in there.
Yeah.
Or the spiral of Kim Richards, Beverly Hills?
I'm going to say Kim because it was over a long period of time.
Okay.
It was a roller coaster up and down and we saw more of it play out over more seasons, whereas Taylor was kind of all in one season and I mean, they're both hard to watch, but you know, Kim was plastered in her interview.
Kim had some funny bits in
her confession. Confessional look and fell off the chair.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Like, yeah, Paro. I do remember.
So I'm going to say Kim, both iconic, but I reckon Kim.
I would go Taylor,
yeah,
but only because her story was quick. And it was sad.
Yeah.
Like her ex, first of all, was like the abuse, the domestic abuse, and then obviously topping himself. And then it was like a really heartbreaking spiral and it was an extreme spiral. So that's why I didn't use the words like entertaining because it wasn't necessarily entertaining to watch.
I feel
like
I used the word iconic and I did not mean to.
No. But they are big moments of Beverly Hills, but like they both were wild spirals for different reasons. But Taylor's was like, whoa, that's like some hectic shit. Because you don't usually see that stuff in like, when you think about Housewives, you don't think about like domestic violence or suicide.
Yeah.
And I think that...
Are we going to have to put a disclaimer in this?
I know. Trigger warning.
Fuck my life. Another record.
Scrap the whole show.
Start again.
Boot me off.
Axed.
But yes, I think Taylor's was more like intense and impactful because it was like, whoa, even these ladies deal with some real life shit as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Back to you.
You're at a party. Drinks are flowing. You're feeling quite buzzed, but you get into a heated argument. Lisa Rinna or Brandy?
Who am I arguing with? Who would I prefer to argue with?
Yeah.
I'd prefer to argue with Brandy. Okay. She's more rogue, but she's known for being messy and rogue. So when they see her arguing with me, they'll think, what the fuck's Brandy done now?
Yeah. Where she just kind of gets...
She argues with fucking everyone. And so it's not going to have much of an effect on my reputation.
Yeah. No, what I'd about have you? To agree. I feel like I'd want to keep... Rinna on my good side. Brandy, I think, kind of has just always been clawing.
She was another good spiral, actually.
Yeah.
Semi-spiral.
Yeah.
Like, not full spiral, but she was a freakazoid. I loved watching her.
Yeah.
Okay, mine is which Kathy Hilton moment is funnier.
Okay.
The first one is when she goes to see Crystal and she requests food and she says, do you have any cheese? Do you have any crackers? And then she goes, do you have any Diet Coke? And they just end up bringing her this like smorgasbord of like food. I thought that was so funny. Or when she was in bed with Kyle at 1 a.m. sculling energy drinks.
In bed with Kyle. That was
like,
manic.
Cracking a Red Bull at 1 a.m. and Kyle's like, what are you doing?
And the fan's blasting as well. Like she has to have a fan with her all the time. That was the more iconic. Yeah, slurping on her phone as well, doom scrolling.
Oh, I like. Tick, 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 tick,
yeah. That was honestly hilarious. So funny.
So
the
funny.
Editing of that was
perfect. Gold editing. Yeah. Yep. The best. Great. I agree.
Okay. Who's more iconic? Gina, Lydia, or Janet from Real Housewives Gina. Of Melbourne? Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Only because from the very start, when I very, very first started watching Housewives of Melbourne, Gina was always my favourite in terms of her presence. As now, I have more appreciation for Lydia now.
Yes.
Yeah, like watching back on her clips, I'm like, she was actually fucking hilarious. But at the time, I didn't appreciate her enough.
Yeah.
But Gina still stand out.
They're my top. I'm going to say they're kind of my top three.
Yeah.
For Melbourne.
Yeah. All right. I've got a fuck, marry, kill for you.
Oh, this is your last one.
This is my last one. So it's not like top of the range, but I was going to go the gross people.
The Gronks.
The Gronks. But I've decided to go up a little bit. Not so much up, but fruitier.
Oh.
Harry Hamlin.
Okay.
Andy Cohen. Or Brooks Meredith's son.
There's quite a mix in there.
I know.
Okay.
I know what I would do. Although I'm not a gay man. Rapid fire.
I'm going to kill Harry. I know. That was just my instant thought. I'll probably... I'm going to stick with my decision.
Okay.
And then I'm going to fuck Andy and I'll marry Brooks because I'd like people my own age. I think he's my age.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think I could long term be with an old fella.
I'd marry Harry.
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay. Well, if you were a skinny twink like me, what would you choose?
Marry Harry. Easy.
Okay.
I adore him.
I can see that for you.
Yeah. And you know me, I love a deal.
He's a gentle soul. I feel bad that I've killed him.
And he's a handsome man. He is handsome.
Maybe back in the day, right now.
I'm still handsome now. Good route. Right. Anyway, I'm going to marry him because then I can do whatever I want with him. I'm killing Andy Cohen and I'm fucking Brooks.
All right.
Fair. Yeah. And I feel like I would be a more dominant personality than Brooks, so I would 100% be fucking him. If I was a gay twink. A gay twink? A skinny twink.
I just think...
That was rogue of me, sorry.
That is rogue.
That is so wild. But Andy Cohen? I don't know. Imagine...
Yeah, I might swap those two, but I can't, so whatever.
That was your initial thought. Anyway, that's my fuck, marry, kill.
Good one. Good one. Gay edition. All right. Two more for me. And I've got I've got three more. Sorry. Who smashed the glass better, Rinna or Jen?
So, Rinna.
Yeah. I'd have to agree.
Yeah.
I feel like Rinna's was, even if it was acting, it was done It was a very
Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
And it was, Jen's was desperation.
And Jen's was scary. Yeah. I was terrified. Like, should shiv you with a glass.
Rinna knew that she wasn't going to get anyone with that glass. Yeah. Jen
Rinna's was so...
launched it like a shot put. Yeah. Like...
scary.
That was scary.
Scary. Yeah, 0 to 100 easy.
Quick. Okay. Whose arrest was more iconic, Luann or Jen's?
Jen.
Yeah, I agree. That was all on camera.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just about to say. Jen's was all on camera. We saw every single thing. The fucking Star Force, what is it called? SWAT team storming in was iconic. Luann's was just the articles.
No, there was the back of the taxi. Back of the cab. The
the video footage. Yeah.
That was also iconic.
But still, meh.
Yeah. Okay, last one. Who are you most alike to in Real Housewives of Melbourne? Like, who is your character? Melbourne. Yeah. Not who you want to be, who you truly are. Who you
truly are. I'm going to say potentially Jackie.
I was going to say, if you don't choose Jackie, then...
I am Jackie I feel like our personalities are very similar. She's fucking wacky.
Yeah.
I'm wacky.
Her cashed husband, up Bogan.
Yeah, cashed up Bogan. And her husband also being the drummer of Silverchair. If I was also married to the drummer of Silverchair, I'd tell everyone just like she did.
Yeah.
Remember when she first came onto the show and she was like, this is my husband. He's a drummer of Silverchair. Like to everyone yeah. she met.
Yeah.
I'd be the same. So Jackie, for me,
I agree. About you? Even her confessionals where she's like, I'm fucking fuming.
Open the door, bitch.
That's literally you.
Yes.
I would have to say Gina.
Yeah.
Probably because of the fake tan and when I get angry,
yeah.
I get angry.
Yeah.
Everyone knows yeah. it.
I never said that. I never call anyone a cunt.
All on camera, mic'd up.
Yeah. She's a cunt. Iconic.
I definitely think it's Melbourne. Me, the fake tan. I yeah. always watch Melbourne. Sometimes I watch Melbourne when I'm hungover as well. Yeah. And I just feel like, yeah, I'm at home.
Yep.
I can pick it up from any season.
Yep. You playing, picking up tennis last summer was Gina on yep. the tennis court 100%. In the high heels.
And it will be me again this summer.
Yeah.
I'll be continuing that trend.
Love that.
Well, that's our rapid fires.
What else are you watching at the moment?
So I haven't been watching a whole lot. I have been trying to watch The Real Housewives of New York, but I keep falling asleep.
Mm.
Did Jack Snapchat?
He did because you weren't going back to me sending a video, finally sent you a video because you've been down my neck about it. Finally.
This was 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
But finally put my brain to power and made you a video for the pod. And then you weren't responding. And I was like, where's my appreciation? Jack sends me a Snapchat of you snoring on the couch. And then you never even used the video because you said it wasn't funny.
I stand by that. You wasted Whatever. Your energy on that one. But that's okay. I'll take the content and I'll take that on board now. So I'll be in charge of that moving forward.
But yes, he always Snapchats me, you sleeping on the couch.
Yeah. And Real Housewives in New York has not helped because, well, it's helped me put me to sleep.
Yeah.
But hasn't kept me entertained, that's for sure. Boring.
Boring.
I've also picked up RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under.
Yes.
Has started.
I need to watch that. I haven't started that.
It's a good weekend show. I think it comes out on the weekends.
Yep.
No RuPaul.
What?
Michelle's hosting it. So she's the official host of Drag Race Down Under now.
And how is she going with it so far?
Good. She does a good job. She does a good job at kind of doing what RuPaul did,
yeah.
but then has her own spin on it as well. She now does, so, you know, at the end, RuPaul, after once he eliminates a queen, he would say, if you can't love yourself.
Yeah. How the hell anyone?
Yeah. Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
She says something different.
Oh, what'd she say?
I can't remember.
Iconic. She does such a good job.
It's like her own little twist, but it sounds good. But it got me thinking.
Oh, okay.
If you were a drag queen, so try to put yourself back in that skinny little twink mindset of yours.
I was going to say, I'm not a, I'm frowned upon to be a drag queen.
Yeah. No, well, some girls do it, but pretend that you're a man. And if you're a drag queen or a drag, I don't know what they call them. Just pretend you're a bloke and then you're a drag queen now, all right? What's a drag name?
I'm going to stick with being a chick. Right now.
Okay, fine. So be it.
Stop gendering me. Yeah. Stop micromanaging me. No, joking.
Continues.
And my drag name is actually paying homage to my grandma on my mum's side of the family. Yeah. Her name is Leslie.
Okay. Leslie Ruth.
Because of all the jokes about me being a secret lesbian that's going to come out one day, I've decided to go with Lesbie Love.
Okay, that's quite good.
And it's an homage to Leslie Charlesworth.
That's good.
Thank you.
I like that.
Also, I'm not a lesbian. It's just,
thing that we joke about. So inappropriate.
About. I remember one time, I'm like, Alex, our friend Alex, Alex always jokes that I'm a lesbian. And he stopped and went, I don't joke about it. I know you are. Fuck off.
We're waiting any day now.
Then we'll be mortal enemies.
Next Mardi Gras will be very interesting. I think you've got one more Pride month to go before you do the big announcement.
And I'll put this sock on my
foot. I also had a drag name for you.
Oh, what was yours for me?
It's playing homage to the fact that you're a fag hag.
Okay.
And I was going to call you Faggus Haggis.
Faggus and I'm Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Introducing to the stage, Faggus Haggis. Love it.
That's a funny one.
Yeah.
Yep, I would take that. What's yours?
Not really that interesting. It's not really like anything dirty. I think it's just more of like a fun play on
campy one.
Australian words.
Okay.
called Never Heva Eva.
Never have I ever.
Yeah. Never Heva Eva.
Never Heva Eva.
Spelled NivaHivaEva.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really
Never
good.
Never Heva Eva.
The Americans would lap that up.
Yeah. Actually, they it's love more New Zealand, isn't it?
Never Heva Eva.
Who can say what that is?
Whatever that means.
But yeah, that's my drag name.
I love. That's great.
Well, off we go to audition for the next season.
Oh, I'll be spited. Get this girl off my screen. I decided watching, I won't go into detail, but the new season of Love Island Australia has dropped.
Yeah, how's that going?
Love it. I just love Love Island. It's so trash. I love watching just real people in a villa together. It's just so entertaining. I love it. And Sophie Monk is the host.
Yeah, she'd be a perfect host for
that. Fuck. She's like my spirit animal. I resonate a lot with Sophie Monk.
That's your final form.
Yeah, we are very similar. And she is like the perfect host on that show. She's been the host for the whole time Australian has been out. And this is season 6.
Wow. Want to try and get into it, but I've tried. I tried the UK one. That's
you need
to like
start
the
with the right season of UK, because I watched a random season and I actually then went back to watch Molly May's season.
I watched the one with the Italian in it.
Davide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
Yeah. That was an all right season. If you go back and watch the one with Molly May and Tommy Fury and like Maura Higgins and stuff, that one was peak. Season 5.
Okay.
So good, because I love it. Every time Australia, UK, anything comes out, I'll watch it. It's just trash. Okay. But I love it. I think if you committed, you'd get into it.
All right. Maybe I'll give it a go. Thanks. What's it on?
Channel 9 now.
Oh, perfect. Local.
A few adverts in between.
Okay. Might give that a go. Anyway, I think we should probably wrap this up here.
Let's wrap.
Can't wait. Actually, you're not going to be here for a long time.
No, I won't. I'm going away.
Yeah.
Forever. No, I'm going to Bali for 2 weeks.
We'll have a new co-host next week.
Yeah. Ring someone in, please.
Your replacement. Axed.
I'm getting axed. Literally getting axed after today. Who are you bringing in?
It'll be a secret.
To be continued.
To be continued.
To be continued. All right. Well, I will see you when I get back from Bali.
Have an amazing time in the sun.
I will. Fingers crossed for no Bali belly, please.
Yeah. Take lots of tribal calm or whatever it is that they take over there. Don't have any ice cubes that don't have the holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't open your mouth in the shower or in the pool.
Thanks for the hot tips.
Message me when you're spraying the bowl.
All right.
Uru.